Children, you might remember that when the wise men had worshipped the Lord came to them in a dream and warned them not to return to Herod, but to go home by another way. And so they did. And then the Lord came to Joseph in a dream by night and said that he should take the young child and his mother and flee. That means run away to be safe from Herod. Do you remember where they went to? We'll read about that story in the Word. So first, we read two prophecies about this story, about this part of the Lord's life. First, from Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. And then we read from Jeremiah chapter 31. Thus says Yehovah, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her sons, refused to be comforted for her sons, because they were not. Thus says Yehovah, withhold thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be given reward, says Yehovah, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, says Yehovah, that thy sons shall come again to their own border. And now we're going to read the story itself from Matthew chapter 2. And when they had departed, lo, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be there until I tell thee, for Herod is about to seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was declared of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I have called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the Magi, was exceedingly wroth, and sent forth and slew all the boys who were in Bethlehem and in all the borders thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had precisely inquired of the Magi. Then was fulfilled what was declared by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and weeping and much howling, Rachel weeping for her children, and she was not willing to be comforted, because they are not. And when Herod was dead, lo, the angel of the Lord in a dream appeared to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for they are dead who sought the soul of the young child. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came to the land of Israel. And hearing that Archelaus reigned in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. But being warned in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was declared by the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene. Finally, we read three short passages from the heavenly doctrine about the spiritual sense of this story. First, Rachel weeping for her sons. She refuses to be comforted for her sons because they are not. This refers to the infant boys put to death in Bethlehem by the command of Herod, as is evident from the passage in Matthew. But what this signifies has not been known till now. The signification is that when the Lord came into the world, there was no spiritual truth remaining. For Rachel represented the internal spiritual church, and Leah the external natural church. Bethlehem represented what is spiritual, and the boys put to death represented truth from a spiritual origin. That there was no spiritual truth any longer remaining is signified by Rachel weeping for her sons. She refuses to be comforted for her sons because they are not. Second, we read, because Israel in the highest sense means the Lord himself, when he was an infant, was carried down into Egypt, according to these words in Matthew. This signifies the Lord's first instruction, for the Lord was instructed like any other man, but by virtue of his divine, he received all things more intelligently and wisely than others. And finally, when the Lord glorified his internal man, that is, he made it divine, he was first imbued with the memory knowledges of the church. And from and by them, he advanced to things more and more interior, and at last all the way to those which are divine. For it pleased him to glorify himself, that is, to make himself divine, according to the same order as that in which he regenerates man, that is, makes him spiritual, namely, from external things, which are memory knowledges and the truths of faith, step by step to internal things, which are of charity toward the neighbor and of love to him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.